Hello, and welcome to Tiny Table 3! How's everybody doing? We're back again. We typically do a bi-weekly podcast. I know we've been missing for a few weeks, but we're going to try to get more regular with this. And we are back with more Nerd Universe discussion. We're going to do our podcast in three segments again, like we normally do. And today we have our Naked Wrestling, our Nerd Argument. This week we'll be talking about your favorite evil corporation. For our weekly wrap-up, we're going to be talking about Justice League and Punisher and deciding which one we thought was good.
With a Thor cherry on top.
And which one we thought was bad.
Thor sprinkles.
Thor.
That sounds delicious.
They're a rainbow.
Thor's
sprinkles. Oh, yeah.
For our nerd advice this week, mediocre advice from a decent human being, we'll be talking about how to keep things civil at the Thanksgiving table when you have a friend or family member who is DC and you happen to be a little Marvel referenced.
Yeah. And another stuff, important stuff too, whatever you want to fight about, we'll keep you civil.
If you don't know, sometimes nerds get a little bit excited about their favorite topics, and after a few drinks at the dinner table, sometimes things can get angry.
They get awesome.
We're going to talk about trying to keep things civil. So this is Small Stack, of course, and you can find me at Small Stack, which is my Twitter handle. You can also follow me on Instagram at @SmallStack_TT3. And we also have a special guest, hasn't been with us for a while. We got...
Hello, this is Killer Kina.
Yay!
And we haven't seen her in a while.
I'm Cloud City.
But our regular host.
I'm still alive.
Yay!
Cloud City's back.
In case you were wondering, you can find me at geek_is_in. And if you are trying to like me on Instagram and I haven't messaged back, find me on Twitter. Let me know. I will okay you. I've just been getting a lot of creeps, guys. A lot of creeps. Fuck you, Stacks.
Stacks, it's Stacks and the ladies tonight.
Yeah.
There's very little testosterone in this room.
What are you talking about?
Most of it isn't from me, just to let you know.
What are you talking about?
We got some balls in here.
So, are we ready to go? Ready to hit this?
We're ready to go. Just make sure that you listen to us on all of the things and follow us on everything.
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget to listen to us on SoundCloud, Hear This, Stitcher, iTunes, and, of course, follow us on our YouTube channel. You guys are doing great, man. Thank you so much for following us. No one follows us on Twitter.
Come on.
But it's so much fun. We'll give you a smile.
Yeah, we'll like you.
We'll like you.
We'll follow you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another follower.
Woof, woof, bitches.
Totally say okay. Bitches. You can.
Yeah. Oh, we're bitches.
You can check out our nerd articles on tinytable3.com. And here we go.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
It's time for some Thanksgiving conversation. And we're not going to have friends by the end of this week.
No, absolutely not. We're starting with Naked Wrestling. That's how we do it.
I don't know if I know this stuff good enough.
I don't know anything.
Have you heard our podcast before?
But you guys do know stuff.
No, we don't. No. We really don't.
You do. No. And I'm like, I have some names.
No, I bullshit.
Don't worry about
what
it.
They do.
Just make shit up. That's what we do. That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
Sometimes when I don't know anything, I'm super quiet. So if you guys ever notice me be super quiet, it's because I'm like, yeah.
Here we go. Nikki! Everybody, thank you for joining us again for Tiny Table 3, our first segment in our three-part episode, Naked Wrestling, the Nerd Argument for the Week. It's about the evil corporation.
Oh my gosh, what should we be doing?
Come on, man, how persistent is the evil corporation as a trope? It's so pervasive. It's like in every freaking sci-fi.
Yep.
There has to be an evil corporation.
There has to be, yep. Right? Even if it's kind of a good corporation, it's not really a good corporation. It's kind of a new corporation.
Yeah.
And there's some good ones. There's some really good, bad corporations out there. I've got some really kind of strong opinions about how you should go about creating an evil corporation. Ooh. I really do.
Do you have a business plan?
I do. We should start our own evil corporation.
Oh,
we do. It's called Tiny Table 3.
That's true. That is true.
We are secretly selling heroin.
Are we? Where do no, we get that? No, that stuff?
We're so broke. If we were, we'd be making some money.
We're terrible.
No, we're not making any money.
We suck at it.
We totally suck at it.
We would definitely be making more money if we sold
heroin.
We're
a secret corporation that sells heroin, but we don't actually have any heroin. So we're not very good at this at
all. We're really secret.
We're really the most secret of all secret societies.
You're like the fucking Muppets trying to do
now, let's
secret,
be,
the evil corporation.
Now, let's be clear. Now, we're talking about evil corporations. We're not talking about evil secret societies. That's a whole different.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
No, so no cults or anything like that, right?
Oh, okay.
So like the Cthulhu thing, you know, that's not, that doesn't go here. We need functioning profit seeking corporations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. Now, now do you guys want to start first? I've got mine all loaded up, but I mean, you can roll if you want.
Well, no, we're having a discussion over here. Could you please like stay out of it?
Sorry. Just trying to run an evil corporation here.
Well, obviously, I'm just going to leave my favorite one out of this because we all know that the favorite one's going to be the Empire.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Not the favorite from everybody, but it's going to be my favorite. So I'm just going to leave it out.
Is that a society?
Yeah, the Empire is a tough one because it's more of a government than it's a corporation.
Yeah, they're not making money.
Yeah.
I mean, but then how do they... I mean,
what do they sell? How do they make money? Steal things.
They definitely have a structure.
No, they really are, because they're the ones trying to make the world a better place, quote unquote. If you actually read the books, like the people within it think that they're part of this, you know, overall organization that's trying to bring order. So where the other ones want peace and they're more about peace, one is more about order. And so
dictatorship.
You know, I agree with you 100%. But that it's what we're looking here, though. We really want like an extra governmental organization.
All right. Well, so I'm going to leave it out of it because you're fighting me on it. One and two, I was going to leave it out of it anyways.
But that's a great choice because, I mean, talk about a well-organized machine.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The best, except that they always use AT-ATs and Death Stars.
Besides that flaw,
yes. They're good.
Yeah, someone's really got some push behind that Death Star thing.
Yeah.
Someone's got like a dad. Someone's got an uncle that's got like contractors.
And the AT-ATs, man. We just went on the new Star Tours.
Oh.
And they're in there. They look like they have reinforced legs, but I don't think that's going to help you if you get your legs tied up.
Yeah.
So,
you're kind of top
heavy. You're still going to eat shit.
I love me some AT-ATs, but that is not the best design ever.
It's not very stable.
No. Just come over and give it a big shove.
Anyways, okay. So moving on to the actual negative wrestling. My favorite isn't the Umbrella Corporation.
That's a good, solid choice, man.
And it's been my favorite for a long time, but I have to say that one of my favorite movies is Resident Evil, mm-hmm. the first one. Mm-hmm. But after that, I kind of don't really like the rest of them. I like mm-hmm. pieces of the rest of them, but I don't like the rest of them. But still, like, I thought that was the coolest movie. Those games were cool. And the fact that
the games are so good.
Oh, except that did you ever go back and play it on PlayStation? Or was it PlayStation 2? No, yeah, regular PlayStation.
Went back and played the PlayStation 2 ones.
And sometimes, because like, half your body is, like, off of things. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so awesome to go back and play old games that you thought were, like, so mind-blowing in the time they came out.
Yeah, they did a really good job of updating the graphics and the reissuing of them on PS4. So you can go back and play the PS1 and PS2, you know.
Well, so speaking of heroin, I just really like things, people and corporations that want to sell you, you know, drugs, things that make you forget, diseases.
Yeah. That's true.
And I just think that they really have it down. And they have, like, such a strong structure. And then they have the hive, which is, like, besides the fact that if you can, like, stick a bomb down there and, like, you're underground. Here's the thing. Don't go in submarines. Don't go underground. Like, I don't feel good about under the sea or anything like that.
No, but Umbrella's got a great secret lair, man. That's a great institution.
And their testing is so freaking cool. Like, all the different mutants mm-hmm. they've created mm-hmm. for, like, whatever reason they've decided that it absolutely needs to be done. But here's the thing. Like, they think that for whatever reason, they need to do these certain things. And that's what I find really interesting about the Umbrella Corporation. And the fact that people are just there, like, punching in and punching out of their regular workday.
Yep.
That's what's so cool about that one. It's not like, it's not like little minions all around, like, nah, 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 you know, it's like people going, like, I got to go to work today to, like,
I just happen to work
others.
At the Umbrella Corporation.
I just, you know, also has a great logo.
It's got a great logo.
It does
logo.
Have a great logo. A great Everyone logo. Remembers that logo.
Yeah.
I would even get a tattoo of that.
Yeah. It looks great on jackets.
Jackets. I was thinking that too. Yeah. The patch.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to have a good, you know, evil organization. Yes. Corporation is to have
you
a good,
logo.
You need a good logo.
And it kind of does that, like, slightly 80s tech thing when it spells out Umbrella Corporation. Mm. You know, it's kind of like their font has that very, like, almost military, but at the same time, it's kind of techie. That this, like, weird it's kind of bubbly, but it's kind of square kind of font they use sometimes. And I'm like, just everything about them. Man. Who's ever their graphic designer is for all this stuff.
Yeah,
great evil graphic designer.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Did you, Killer Kina, did you want to throw yours next?
So I had to do a bunch of, I kind of thought about what type of corporations maybe we should talk about. So I was thinking, you know, this maybe not be in the nerd universe, but as far as making money and being an awesome front, Breaking Bad's Los Pollos Hermanos.
Oh my God.
Right. Hello.
Wonderful.
Gus Fring. Freaking amazing.
You know, having solid leadership.
Yes.
Gus Fring, best of a secret organization.
And what a great facade.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, he's a pillar of the community and he's like the devil in the everyday disguise. He's
amazingly charismatic.
Making you chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Selling you the food you eat.
Mm-hmm. And a little meth on the side.
A little meth on the side.
Exactly. So even though that's not nerd universe, I thought that was a great corporation.
I think that's allowed.
No, that's
definitely allowed.
Yeah. It's a powerful organization with a great leader. Solid logo.
Yeah.
Solid logo. Oh my God. Such a good logo.
I have this sweatshirt.
You do?
I love it. I do. I love it.
I'm going to need a shirt.
And only,
I know, me too.
And it's funny
now
because...
I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
you know who the Breaking Bad fans are? Because most of the time people walk by me and, like, don't say anything. Or they go, you know, is that a chicken place around here? And then, no.
You're like, get out of here. Get out of my face.
Right.
Stop talking to me.
And then someone will come up and go, oh, my God, your sweatshirt's awesome. And I'm like, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That's a solid one.
It's a good one.
So good.
So then, I was thinking, because we just saw Justice League, I started thinking about, like, you know, LexCorp, and, you know, and then we were talking the other day about Ant-Man and Pym Technologies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I forgot about Pym Technologies.
And then we were just starting to watch, what's it called?
Punisher.
Punisher, thank you. And it made me think of, you know, Daredevil and the, Confederated Global Investments with Wilson Fisk.
Yep.
Who is one of my favorite villains. He's amazing. I love that character.
That one's so good. In the cartoon and in the show.
He's so good.
Totally so different characters, but they're both great characters.
Yeah. Yeah, and we mentioned the hand we were talking about.
Oh, but see, is that it? I guess it is a corporation.
Yeah, it has
It's kind of a secret society, though.
Well, it's kind of like the secret society underneath the corporate, because they have a corporate, you know, mission, you know, that they have offices, so.
They do. They have a boardroom.
They do.
You have offices. You're official. You're official. People clock in and clock out there. You're a corporation.
But they, like, reanimate shit.
They do. They do.
So, you know.
Well, so it's Umbrella, technically, but.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep.
Okay, well, I think I have you guys all beat this week. I'm talking about the Weyland-Yutani Corporation, also known as the Company of the Alien Universe.
Oh, Alien.
I'm sorry, man, but that has been...
I was like, why, like, this is...
Yeah.
Why is
yeah.
it so familiar? Why so familiar? Why so familiar? That's why.
Is there a logo?
They have a great logo.
They
do. It's like that, the W.
Oh.
I mean, it's clean. Like, it's simple. Gets the point across.
It looks looks a little 80s.
It pops on there, like...
That's true.
Yeah, the Weyland, the Weyland-Yutani, sometimes they shorten it to YU, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
But
that's so good too.
Right.
The great thing about it is, like, especially if you watch the original Alien movie, which God, I love that so much. You know, all the way back in 1978,
79. Weaver, I love you.
It's so, like, understated.
Yes.
You know, it's like the only real, like, instance. The first time you see it, it's actually only on, like, a beer can that Captain Dallas is drinking from. It's like it's Aspen beer made by the Weyland Yutani Corporation.
How funny.
You can get shirts too. I need a shirt.
Oh.
With Aspen beer. It's like this. It's a British Japanese conglomerate that obviously deals in genetic mutations and they eventually do like, again, colonization and mining, things like that. So like the Nostromo in the original film is obviously funded by Weyland Yutani.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just sort of refer to it like famously as the company. It's trying to get the xenomorph back,
right?
To weaponize it for profit, essentially. What a great evil.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good one.
That's true. But you know what? It kind of reminded me of one more that may or may not fall into exactly Nerd Universe.
Hmm.
And I don't know the name, so it's going to be terrible. But did you guys ever watch Black Mirror?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Every time we try to watch that thing, I'm like,
and it depresses so you.
It's so
disturbing. Did you get to the one where it's like American Idol?
Yes.
That place.
That was the last one we watched. I was like, why are we watching this?
That place is evil. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That place is evil.
It is evil.
Yeah. I'm
that's the most evil of the evils.
It's terrible.
In setup.
Yeah. Black Mirror is a wonderful, wonderful show. Well written, but I don't want to watch it.
Oh my God. It's so hard.
You can't watch
it.
My husband just makes me tell him what it's about so that he only gets about like 5 minutes worth of the story and he already feels like shit by the end of
it. It just shows us how ugly we all are.
Yes.
It's
so ugly.
Oh. I'm just done. By the end, I'm like, well, we just suck.
Yeah. It's so ugly.
Terrible.
It's so ugly. But yes, I don't know. I think that if there was any evil corporation, I feel like I would enjoy some of these other ones, whereas that one would straight up depress me.
Yeah. Again, like, with Weyland Yutani, you've got like the great company representatives. You know, like you have like the android Ash in the first one. Fucking everybody over. And Carter Burke, you know, from Aliens, you know, like the sleazy.
He's so awful. He's so
cringeworthy.
So
you just hate him.
That's so true.
You know, geniusly played by Paul Reiser. He's just so good in that. Oh. And then again, in the most recent ones where they really play up the Weyland connection, you know, Charles Weyland, the billionaire that created the company.
Mm-hmm.
And the copy of him is, you know, with Michael Fassbender, you know, and again, talk about just evil.
Yeah.
So great.
Totally. True. Yep.
Yeah. That's
but do they wear pencil skirts? Cause the Umbrella Corporation does.
You got me there. You got me there. So, do we have a winner? Do we have a clear winner on this one? I don't know.
I don't know. These were all actually really good.
They're all really good, man. There's so
many
other ones,
too. These were serious ones.
Well, we'll put this out there. We'll let people vote. We'll throw this up on a Twitter.
If you like drugs, I know who you're voting for.
If you like chicken.
If you like chicken or drugs. If you like chicken or drugs, I'm pretty sure we got a winner.
If you want your face eaten by an alien.
Hard pass.
If you want to be in space with, you know.
Yeah, someone throw that poll up on our Twitter feed right now, and we'll see where you guys land on this one. But I think my love of aliens is kind of.
I do love aliens.
But really, you know, again, both those. I mean, you guys have some great choices there.
I think so. This was actually really solid and really hard.
I know, it was.
Normally, I'm like, I win. Shut the fuck up, I win.
Yeah,
but like this one was difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it up to you guys. Okay, let's jump into a quick weekly wrap up before we get to advice. Just because, man, I'm just making enemies all over the place this week because of all the opinions I have.
We all hate each other now.
Oh my God.
We all used to be friends.
We're not fighting about Thor. We're fighting about Justice League. And now everyone's getting pissed off over Punisher. Jesus Christ, man. Let's just do... I'm not even going to go back to Thor. Because it's going to come up. But yeah, we had Thor drop. We had Justice League just came out. And Punisher was just released on Netflix.
What's so funny is I started it, but I didn't even mean to start it. I was just like, I didn't laugh. And I wanted to laugh in Thor. That's all I'm going to say. But it was just funny because I started it on our thread and I didn't even mean to. I'm a shit starter.
Yep. Stirring the pot. We'll
never get through the show if we start on Thor.
All right.
Man. Okay, well, let's just touch on Justice League.
This is all you guys, because I haven't seen either of these, so I would like your opinions, especially because, like, Rotten Tomatoes already has had a lot of its own on certain things.
Let me be mean first, and then you can be nice, Kilikina, okay? Because
we'll end on the upbeat.
The movie sucks. Okay, I'm done. Here's what, and I understand, comic book, okay, you freaking nerds out there. I know you comic people, you like your freaking comic books. I get it. But it doesn't make a good movie by jamming in all your bullshit references that you want to see in a freaking movie. It's like, it's the same thing you guys like Batman versus Superman about. Oh, this look, everything's in. It's got Hush, you know, in there. And it's got Death of Superman. It's so great. All these vague bullshit references without a story. Because they jammed all your the stuff that you can spot and no one else can see. You think it's a good movie, and it's just not. The thing's a mess. It starts off with an opening sequence that is never picked up in the rest of the film. The characters stink.
Did they destroy Wonder Woman?
They did.
No, they
wasted
just underused her. Underutilized her.
I mean, everybody hates me for this one, but in Batman versus Superman, like when she got introed, a lot of people really liked her intro, and I thought she was wasted and shitty in that one, which
she was
is
the
why
best thing
I wasn't
about that movie.
Are you freaking kidding me? Henry Cavill cooking eggs was the best thing about that movie.
Yeah, that's true. But second for me was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but then. Her movie was so fucking good.
No, Wonder Woman's a great movie.
That I was just great. Like, don't ruin her again, especially when all your marketing stuff puts Wonder Woman front and center. Like,
Okay, I'll back off a little bit. The movie's okay to watch.
Ooh, how is Aquaman?
He's fine.
Fabulous.
But he's wasted. But he's fabulous.
Fabulous.
No, he is fabulous. I get that. Flash is genius.
Yes. Hey, right. I thought I was supposed
Ezra Miller
to do that positive.
Okay, I'll shut up. But
yeah, just keep shitting on it over there.
No, it's a mess. It's a complete freaking mess. I mean, there's no way I'd want to go see that movie again. I mean, it's like, come on, Steppenwolf is the villain. He's terrible CG. He looks awful. You can't even see the actor in there. They should have just had an actor do it.
We were watching Man of Steel the other day, again, just like it was on TV, and we were kind of watching it, and I forgot how bad the graphics, especially in DC films.
But I liked Man of Steel, though. As a story, I was okay with it.
Well, because it's Superman.
It's got hour of fight scene that's very Michael Bay at the end of it.
But that was the part that was shitty.
Yeah. But everything else
looked beautiful. Yeah. His suit looked beautiful, like all that stuff. But like, yeah.
Okay, so Justice League, from my liking, I know why the fanboys like it, because it's the same thing they did with Batman. They should have just jammed a bunch of crap in there. You know, and like
the mother box,
really? It's like the one box to rule them all.
To rule them all. It was very Lord of the Rings.
It was bad.
It's comic book masturbation.
It's not even that good.
Oh.
No. It's not. I know I'm going to, Milo and Jeff are going to hate me, but it's.
They're not here today.
Thor is way better than Justice League.
They weren't invited, so we could keep this under 2 hours.
And I'm a DC. I like DC. You know, I just wish DC would stop trying to be Marvel.
I love DC. I do too.
You know, go back to like Chris Nolan directing your films. You know,
can do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can be dark, and they can be more powerful, and they can be awesome. And even though Wonder Woman was more lighthearted, which was lovely, like she can be that. But the other ones can be
so
tough.
Good. That was
good. Wonder Woman was a great film. Okay, go ahead and kill Akina and go ahead.
Let's bring up all our spirits.
Be nice.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to praise it, but I will say that Flash was the savior of that movie. I loved Flash.
One more thing, quick. I think Flash is only good because I feel like Joss Whedon did that. That's the only reason. I feel like he came in and gave us one good character, then he was out. That's what it feels like. Okay, I'm gone. Go ahead.
Flash was awesome. He was so good. He was so funny and just, it was perfect. That kind of saved the film.
I find it interesting right now that the DC world has the movie versions and then their show versions.
Yeah, it is weird.
Do you guys watch the show version?
Yeah.
How was it compared to...
It's a totally
were they kind of similar?
Different.
Super
no,
different characters?
It's totally different. Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah, very different.
The one in the movie is much more awkward, but that's what
I loved
about him. Me too.
Oh,
me
God,
too.
I'm
going to
fall
super,
in love with him.
Yes. Yeah, you will.
I love awkward.
He's awkward
he's
and super
the
nerdy.
He's true to the
and
comic
he
books,
says, I have social issues and I don't really have any friends. Will you be my friend? Like, I loved him. Yeah. But the one in the series is very like, hey, I am flesh. Yeah, and
it's a good series though. Yeah.
It's totally enjoyable, but it's a very different Flash. So Barry Allen there is different than the movies. But I loved Flash in the movies.
Oh, I'm excited to see him then.
I thought that, yeah, the whole one box to rule them all thing and let's hide the boxes with three kingdoms, like, that was really stupid. I was like, oh, come on.
You're supposed to be being nice.
I am.
But that is stupid.
That was stupid. But I thought that I was like, okay, there's no plot, so I'm going to let all that go, and I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is. And the fight sequences were pretty cool. I enjoyed watching, you know, the collaboration between the different superheroes, and Aquaman was great, and, you know, working with Batman, and they all kind of started working together, and that was kind of fun to watch. And I really like Flash.
That's how she can stay positive.
Yes.
I really like. Wait, so Superman, I never saw in any of the trailers that I saw.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, but his logo was on the billboard.
Yeah. In the last trailer they did, you see like the blue and the red cape.
Here's one thing that I really wish they would have done. They introduced the idea that possibly when he comes back, he's going to be different and changed. Ooh. And Flash kind of says, like, Pet Sematary. And I was like, oh, maybe he's going to be Dark Superman. Yeah. Or, like, there's going to be Dark Universe stuff. So I thought, okay, this is cool. And then it started that way. And then within the next couple minutes,
they drop it.
Yeah, they drop the whole thing. And I'm like, well, why even introduce that concept if you're not going to go there?
Wait, they introduce that as if you think that you're going to get that maybe in this movie.
Yeah.
And then it never happens.
Right.
Right.
He sees he's over in like 30 seconds. Lois, and then he's like, oh, I'm fine now. So that was disappointing. I wanted it to go deeper into that. And I thought that would have been really fun to see a change with him.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to have seen that. But I think if you go into it, don't expect much and just go in. I think if you go in to just have fun, enjoy the action sequences, and take it at that, it's moderately enjoyable.
I'll take my work brain in there. It's the brain that goes,
yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah, I mean,
I zone out.
There's fun sequences. There's fun action sequences. Flash is great. Wonder Woman is in there and she kicks some butt, and that's kind of fun to see.
You know, it's Justice League. It should have been great.
It should have been great.
And it's not.
But it wasn't even introed great. Like, opening up those fucking file folders in a movie and being like, look at these logos, Justice League. Like, I was like,
There's a bunch of just stupid decisions. Some of the dialogue is so ridiculously bad. I mean, one of my favorites is
Same could be said about Thor.
Well, I mean, anything in Thor is better than, you know, what was it like being dead? It was kind of itchy.
Stats is so done.
Did that get really sad?
Yeah, then he goes, well, it actually was kind of weird. Yeah. That was the whole description of it. Yeah. Itchy and weird. Yeah. Someone wrote that.
Yeah.
And somebody else said that was okay. And then somebody else decided to put it in their editing.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that, though. Oh, man.
And cringe. Then they probably took it to, like, a few audiences who probably said something about it. And they still decided it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
go see it. It's not very good, but you'll be fine.
See it for Flash.
Yeah, there you go.
See it for Flash.
Okay, quick. Punisher is out.
Yes.
Okay. This is true.
Well, we all know that Punisher was introduced during the Daredevil
brilliantly series. In Daredevil. God, that was so good.
I agree.
Ugh. And had an awesome trailer.
So good.
Yes.
Yes, that trailer with Metallica.
Trailer was like stellar.
Yes.
And I know that Punisher is like really well loved.
Yes.
People are freaking nuts with Punisher. What do you guys, have you watched any of this yet, Cloud?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm super behind. But I also need to see his introduction into Daredevil.
You haven't seen Daredevil too?
I haven't seen the second season.
No.
You guys, you don't even understand.
No.
You don't even understand how much.
No.
Nope. I really need to just first see The Good Place.
Yeah, Daredevil is so great. We've been over this a lot. It's just
it
so
is
great.
So no, good.
I mean, I love
and
the
Elektra
first season.
Is so good.
But to be honest, you don't have just, to. You don't need to see Daredevil season two to watch the Punisher series because
you need to.
They, I mean, there's some references to it, but this is really a newly fleshed out character. I mean, Punisher's been around since 1974 in the comics, and they're kind of engaged in a little bit of reinvention for this particular iteration of the character. And they're really playing up the military PTSD thing. Mm-hmm. And
which is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, me and Killer Kina were talking about this. It's slow. It starts. It's got some slow episodes as we're going in. But it's really deepening the background. Mm-hmm. It's got some flaws. There's no doubt about it. Some of the characters, I think some of the casting is kind of blah, but
lead casting though, he's bad.
No, he's great. Oh,
no,
he's
no,
perfect.
No.
Oh, okay,
he's so
oh, that's
good.
Cool.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, Benthal's perfect. And every time he's on screen, he's great.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah,
and Micro, I can't remember
like
the actor that's playing Micro, but he's
Micro's
also solid.
Mm-hmm. It's the
female
the
lead
female
is
agent.
Is
yeah,
pretty. Crappy
so far. Maybe she'll develop, but I don't know.
I kind of felt that way about the chick in
Daredevil.
Yeah, at first, yeah, but then I liked her a lot more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plays Karen.
Yeah, I just like it. Just took me a while to warm up to the character that she is supposed to be.
Yeah,
and you know the fact that like a lot happened to her in those first episodes, and so her being a little bit, you know, scared, but at the same time wanting to do something and like fighting all of that was, I was like, God, you know, now that when I finished the season, I was like, oh, I like her.
Yeah. Well, but you know, but even in Daredevil 2, they do introduce Punisher and there are some scenes. I mean, you're going to get a lot of the same scenes in Punisher, but in Daredevil, it does introduce you to that character and it does introduce you to some of what he's gone through and his motivation to do for what he does. You do kind of see that in the
cool
beginning.
Which is this character.
Yeah.
His motivation is probably the coolest thing.
It is. And then in Punisher, that they really go into the story. It's lots of PTSD, lots of just the effects and impact that war has.
Yeah, and there's some
on soldiers.
Peripheral characters that were, crazy. You know, plot-wise, which were part of his unit that they revisit. Yeah. And it's done in a way that doesn't feel, you know, superficial or tacked on. Justice League. random Russian family. but there's they touch on like in a way that really is, I think, sympathetic. I mean there's mm-hmm. like one character that they follow that's one of the former unit members is doing like a PTSD group, like a recovery group, and they have a separate character in there that is really struggling with PTSD, and he's not part of the central plot line, but it helps flesh out that whole context. It's done pretty brilliantly.
Ah, so two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, how violent is it?
It's
extremely
super violent.
Okay, good.
Like hammers to the skull.
The
okay, good. Because I was like, did that
like,
trailer
holy
like
shit.
Like I needed that trailer to not then let me down in the show. So
no,
it's Punisher, and there are moments where I'm like, okay, this is a little bit much. We don't really need to see this. Yeah, it's like
there's like brains and
I like much. And see, I must like I don't ever you know, we can have people like drop off for me saying this, but I don't believe in war. I don't believe in guns. I'm sorry, but if we were all nice, everybody would be cool. I know that's totally utopian and I'm a dirty hippie. I know it. But when it comes to my shows, like fucking
no,
I want to see the worst of it.
Dude, I'm the biggest liberal pussy you ever meet. But if I'm watching my shows, bring it.
Yeah.
but if you know, I mean, if you know Punisher, I mean, if they're going to be authentic to the character, the one that
floating
around the comic books, they do it. They absolutely bring it.
Okay, my second question: how shirtless is it?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough, but man, when it's there, I'm like, oh,
because
wow,
that guy has got like the craziest abs I've ever seen.
It's good.
It's good. I'm gonna watch it.
Keeping it alive for us middle-aged men. Keep the hope alive, brother.
No, he does not have a dad bod.
No.
He has a
hot bod.
That guy is just, but he's like so crazy ripped. It's like insane.
He's hot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, and again, there are some plot points that are, I'm gonna stick with it, you know, and I feel like they'll probably be fleshed out, but there are some problems with how they're telling the story. But
all right, but you answered my two questions the way that'll make me watch.
Yeah, John Bernthal is so good.
Sex and violence. Hey,
sex and violence.
Right,
it does
drive
sell.
Theory.
Sorry, I hate Freudian myself slip. Right now.
Okay, so just for a recap of the week, Justice League bad, Prodigy good. Okay, so let's jump on to advice, guys.
And then you'll have to follow us on Facebook for when this gets posted and when Milo and Jeff hear it.
Oh my god!
And just see their commentary. Oh, come
they,
in.
They're not going to listen to me. They're going to go.
No. Oh, Jeff will listen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
He will.
Milo, who knows, but Jeff will listen.
I love those guys, and I really value Jeff's opinion a lot. My only issue with Milo is that he's arguing with me, and when he hasn't seen, he does this all the time.
I mean, The Walking Dead is his ongoing thing.
You know, you haven't seen Justice League, and you're arguing with me. I'm like, why? give me a break, dude. Stop it.
Right.
Go see it, and then you can fight with me.
Yeah.
But Jeff,
Jeff sees them. And
we're just not going to see eye to eye on some stuff.
It's true. That's what makes it so much fun.
It does. Okay, so I love this topic for nerd advice this week.
Which one are we going with?
Do the one, the Thanksgiving meetup. You know, how do we, you know.
We'll save the other one for later.
Yeah, take it. What do you got?
So the advice was, how do you go home to Thanksgiving and stay civil when you are a Marvel kid in a DC family.
Or if you liked Thor and hated Justice League and you have to sit across from someone. See you on Friday, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true.
Friends, that's so true. There's going to be booze there, too. This is going to get important. Crazy. There's going to be booze. We might be playing some co-op games. People are going to die.
Oh my God.
In game. So, you know, I think that it's really important for us to take a moment to just realize that sometimes the holidays are a little difficult for all of us, whether it be, you know, religion or politics or Marvel versus DC.
Most importantly,
sometimes
Star
you don't
Wars
meet
versus
eye
Lord
to
of
eye.
Rings.
But I have but I do have advice for everybody who, no matter which one of those is your problem. And my advice is, only dish out what you can handle, which means I have two pieces of advice. Only dish out what you can handle. If you're willing and you're ready to get into some serious all-night fight, and you probably will hate each other when you leave, and maybe you already disliked that poor person in your family to start with, so it doesn't really matter, and you just wanted to fight, like, let loose. Start drinking. Make bad decisions. It'll be awesome. But if you're looking to maybe actually bring somebody over to your dark side, there is that saying that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, which is actually true. I use honey to catch flies now, literally, because we have like all these little gnats. Anywho,
it works.
What?
It works.
It works really well. So it's a saying that's like super true. But just like anything else, just like politics, just like religion, and just like all of that, I would say try to listen as much as you speak. So maybe they'll come up with a good point, and it might be about DC and it might be about something else. But maybe somebody on the other side has a really good point to make that actually makes you enjoy something a little bit more in the future. Now, I know that we're nerds and we like what we like and we hate what we hate. I totally got it. But if we would all listen a little bit more, like I listened, I heard you guys out on some Thor bits, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should watch it someday when I'm like, you know, three beers in, and maybe I'm gonna enjoy it. Like, I'm down for a good life. I'm down to enjoy versus getting super angry about stuff. So okay, I would say listen as much as you speak.
Let me just say this, because I am the
because you're gonna fight me on Friday.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
He's not gonna fight you. He's gonna fight Jeff.
Dude, I can't wait. I'm like,
dude,
I'm arming up.
He's got a notebook.
Oh, God, it's gonna be fun. People have encountered me on social media.
Oh, God. Yes.
I can be a little
Stacks loses friends.
I can be a little pointed at times.
No. Very subtle.
You?
He's very subtle. subtle, very meek.
It's
not
really hard to know how
all.
I feel about things.
Oh,
I don't. I you know I don't have.
He holds
strong,
back a lot.
Yeah. I do. I you know I'm the quiet type. I don't wear my feelings on my sleeve at all, especially when it comes to Justice League. But
or politics,
Jurassic World. Oh, yeah, we won't be talking about politics.
No, I want that to keep just some gets ugly.
But no, I think that's some good advice. And well, let me ask you this: say that you know someone like me shows up. I don't know at like something you're doing. You know,
hypothetically,
and I'm is it okay to intervene when it gets too ugly? Is it okay to go the step in between people that are being?
I think that, as the person on the other side, it is okay, but you got to watch out for friendly fire because it's going to happen.
It's true.
You know, like no matter which side you try to, even if you're trying to help both sides at the same time, one side will hear you the way they want to hear you. The other side will do the same. And you're gonna get in the middle somehow. And you might be able to calm down the situation a little bit, but just know that you might not walk out of that feeling as good as you thought you might in trying to help.
But is it also okay just to let them roll? I might be pointed with my comments sometime, but you guys know me. I'm pretty diplomatic in many
situations. Yeah, you know, I think that in this case it would be up to the host, which is Jimmy. I'm appointing Jimmy.
Poor Jimmy. He's like, no.
The host I will appoint to Jimmy. I think that it's up to the host to say, like, you know, chill the fuck out or get the fuck out.
I think that if you're dominating the entire, if there's a group of people and you and one other person is dominating the entire evening, y'all need to check yourself.
Yeah, so
and
true.
Stop. Right. Because there's other people in the room that are trying to enjoy themselves.
And that can only happen if you're actually doing the second half that I mentioned, which is listen.
Yes.
So also read the room. Like I know sometimes it's a little hard for us, but read the room. Like if the room's like we're all over it and they've started drinking a little bit more, like unless they, or maybe they've left like your section of the table and
everyone's
like,
in the other room doing something
maybe
else.
It's really fucking cold, but they're all outside smoking a cigarette.
Just
like
to get away from you.
None of them smoke either.
That might be a bad sign.
Read the room, you know. Yeah. I will say, like, for the most part, it's really funny to get into something from a quick level while you still have good points, and when you're done making the points, like, it's time to go back to being friends.
I think that's great advice. I mean, that's what you got to remember, is that I mean people are gonna be highly opinionated with some of this stuff, because I you know, nerds tend to be highly opinionated about something.
Yeah,
not at all.
No. We're all meek individuals.
But yeah, being able to roll it back when things are getting a little bit too tense, and I always say this too. It's always.
Are you just trying to see how much of a referee I'm going to be? Are you just testing me on this?
Maybe. Yeah. But I tend to be a lot more diplomatic and especially face to face. I mean, I'm a lot more social media. Forget about it.
Yeah, that's
brutal.
True of a lot of people.
Yeah,
because I mean,
hide behind the keyboard.
Yeah, because I mean, Milo could have easily have not talked to me at all. You know, over the weekend, because that exchange on Messenger over Thor and Justice League. But when we saw each other, it was all good.
Yeah, but Milo doesn't actually, like, he wants to, like, shout his, like, shit and be heard. That's the thing. Here's the thing about Milo, for those of you who don't know him, he just wants to be heard. So I do believe that the listening portion is like, I see your point there, I disagree. Blah, blah, blah. It's really simple communication that we've all forgotten how to say. Like, because if you tell somebody, I hear you, it makes all the difference in the world to the point you have to say, you know?
Yeah.
And if you actually do hear them, you can't just go like, I hear you. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's different. It is the way that you say it. But people want to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. We all have opinions for a reason. We all have brains, you know? I do think that if you hear each other out, that's why I'm saying, listen, hear each other out. But then also, once you've made your point, once that person's made their point, go back to, like, you know, cheersing, have a beer, have some more bread, you know, unbutton that first button on your pants.
Hey.
Or wear stretchy pants.
Wow.
really get along, friendly. Unbutton the second button on your pants.
I said the first one only.
Now, before we let this go, just by way of fun, Is there any are there any topics that are off limits in the nerdverse that we shouldn't breach over the Thanksgiving dinner? Something we should stay away from.
Thor versus Justice League.
I think we've beaten Thor, dead horse and all. Like, I think that one's good. No.
Because I know some of the triggers. No. I mean, I know, like, I mean, if I, again, if I decided, like, just to pick on Milo in Jurassic World, that would probably be a bad thing.
Right? Well, there's the thing is, like, don't, I would say the off-limit thing is to pick on people and let everybody else gang up.
If you, like, came to me and just started telling me that the Cthulhu universe was trash.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't let it go. And then I got it, and then I told everybody, here, like, you know, this thing is, like, absolute garbage. Don't you agree? Like, I don't like gang, I don't like when people gang up, but I like when everybody has full discussions. So nothing is off-limits as long as, like you were saying, everybody's involved and it's being discussed.
Right.
Yeah, and then I would say...
Keep it funny. Keep it fun.
Yeah,
keep
because it fun. If it gets personal, like you're, because you, someone's one. I thought it was Jeff or Milo that was like, "Well, I don't want to look like an idiot." Well, that's not.
Yeah.
Like, don't make it personal. This is just topics of conversation.
Well, all, that are also, fun. Guys,
like, it's not personal. You didn't write it.
Yeah. Like, also, guys, just in case you like didn't know, like these were like this was like serious back and forth that started happening. So that's actually why the advice came good about. Times. And we are all getting together on a Thanksgiving weekend, and I expect nothing but good times.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good times.
So, but if you're with your family, I got, you know, it might not be such good times.
Okay, guys. Well, awesome. Great, great podcast today. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Tiny Table 3. You guys got any last words? I'm just going to recommend that everyone go for the Thanksgiving weekend to pick up a nice frosty can of Aspen beer from Wineland, Teutonic Corporation. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I'm going to go pick us some chicken. Meth.
And I'm going to leave you with one more piece of advice. If you haven't started taking fiber, this weekend isn't the weekend to do it.
No, it's not. Okay, guys, don't forget to check us out on tinytable3.com. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. We're actually picking up quite a few subscribers. Really appreciate it.
Yay, go ahead and just
hit that subscribe button. We've got more reaction videos. We got a Herder Nerd coming up this week that I have had sitting around for a while. I'm going to go ahead and post that baby up pretty soon.
Oh, yay.
And we've got a couple gaming segments coming up really soon also, so I can't wait to unleash that.
Yep. And there's two new movies coming out this week. We have Coco.
Oh my God. Oh, right? I already have tickets to it.
I'm so excited.
Yes, Coco.
And then for the Guillermo fans.
Oh, yeah. That's next week.
The Shape of Water. No, December 1st. That's
Damn. It's this week.
Yeah, that's running like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I guess that's next week.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's next week.
Yeah, next week.
Well,
oh my God, I can't wait.
But I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I love Guillermo.
Oh my God,
Coco
I love him.
This weekend.
Coco.
I'm so excited.
Coco's up first.
Coco looks brilliant. Okay, wait, really quick. We saw the long extended version at Disney that they're doing, like an exclusive sneak peek, and it's a little bit extended. And Milo actually said that he left and he got a little bit choked up. He got emotional because he felt like it was really special to see our background being represented so beautifully.
Oh,
they just nail the cultural stuff.
Yeah, they really do. So far as we've seen, it's like
really cute.
Yeah, the fact that he was like, I got emotional to see like my culture up there represented in this way that like it should be represented, especially amongst like the general temperature of our world in today's, you know, society. Like,
beautiful.
It was really cool. And you guys know Milo.
Yeah.
He don't say shit like that.
No, nope. He doesn't. So. He hates everything.
Go see Coco.
Coco.
Okay, guys. We will see you next week. Check us out on SoundCloud, Hear This, iTunes, and Stitcher, and where else you can get your podcast. And we will see you next time.
Yay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Get the fuck out.
Have some...
Go eat some...
Go unbutton that second button.
Chicken. Chicken and meth.
Happy Thanksgiving. Never read a book. Happy.